Kieran McHugh, Letcher McAwar native and captain in Motherwell this Sunday against Celtic in the Scottish Cup final. Exciting, I'm sure.
We're really looking forward to it now. We've had a good run in the Cup so far. We've knocked out Aberdeen and Rangers, and you know, it's a great chance for us to win a trophy on Sunday.
Celtic probably, Carl, it's probably fair to say the toughest domestic challenge in Europe. They have that monopoly on Scottish football at a vice-like grip, and yous are really up against it on Sunday. But, I mean, Cup finals are for dreaming, aren't they?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, we've been working on a plan to beat Celtic, and you know, we want to impose our game on them and focus on the key aspects of our performance, which has won us a lot of games this year, and we'll approach it like we've done every other game. And if we do that, you know, hopefully we can win the game, give them a good game.
Now, when I talked to you last year when you just made the move, the big thing for yourself was probably working your way in to the side there in Scotland and Motherwell and holding down a place. But, I mean, straight off the back, you suffered a really, really serious injury, a concussion injury that not only threatened your playing time, but even threatened your career, Carol. I mean, a lot of listeners, we were aware of that. But can you just revisit that there? I mean, it was a tough, tough time, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was now. It was the first league game I played, and I got a bad whack in the head, and it took a long time to, you know, for me to stop getting the symptoms that I was getting. Probably took about 4 months or so before I started doing any sort of fitness work or anything, any sort of exercise to get back on the road to playing. So that was tough, especially when you move to a new club. You know, you want to make a good impression and a good start, and it was tough to, you know, it was kind of taken out of my hands. But thankfully, you know, around Christmas time, after Christmas, I started to get back doing things, and I got back in the team, and it went quite well for me personally from then. So,
and I think it was even, you know, talking to, I mean, people are probably aware, your sister Nicole's partner Anthony Thompson at 2012 All-Ireland winner with Donegal, I think it was himself and Kevin Moore and even Jim McGuinness that put you in touch with some people in Dublin there, that they got to the bottom of that their illness and got you on the road to recovery. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I spoke to Dr. Kevin Moore, and he was brilliant. You know, at the time, he was the first person I spoke to that I felt like he understood, you know, what was going on with me, and yeah, he kind of put my mind at ease with the whole thing. And he, I went up to Dublin and did various tests up there, and you know, slowly but surely, I started to, you know, make small steps on the road to recovery, and it did take a long time, but thankfully I got there, and I've had no setbacks so far. But it was a real eye-opener into what an injury like that can do. You know, I would have been very probably ignorant to it before it happened. You know, think you get a bang in the head, you'll be all right. But it's a serious thing, and it can have a big impact on you.
You bounced back, and you didn't just force your way into the Motherwell team, Carol. You end up being awarded the Skipper's Armband, and I think you currently sit fifth in the Scottish League, and you're into a cup final, so the season's going to plan to date.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a lot better season than we had last year. Last season was tough towards the back end of it. We only stayed up with two or three games to go. So this season's been quite a contrast to that so far. It is only a start, but it's been a good start, and the manager has to take a lot of credit for that. You know, he's completely changed the mindset and the mentality around the club, and we're winning a few games at the minute. So, you know, it's been great as well to get to a cup final. The club hasn't been to one in 6 or 7 years now, so it's give the fans something to look forward to. Yeah,
and I mean, I know you've represented your country at underage level in the past, and to be skippering a side in a top domestic league like the Scottish League, and to be competing in cup finals, it has to bring you to attention, hopefully down the line, maybe of Martin O'Neill, as we head into, as we said, what is a transitional period. But I'm sure you do harbour international ambitions at the highest level too.
Ah, yeah, geez, I definitely do. It's every young boy from home, it's every boy's dream to play for the country. But you know, I can't really focus on it too much. Playing for Motherwell and doing well for Motherwell, that's all I can focus on. And if anything happened like that down the line, it would be brilliant, you know. But it's not really at the forefront of my mind.
And I remember though, you know, that huge cup run with Bradford. It really captured the imagination, and I think half of Donegal and Letcher McAwar eventually made their way to Wembley. What's it been like in the lead up to this here? I mean, many fans, friends in and around Letcher McAwar bothering your head for tickets this week?
No, it's not been too bad. Just my family and that really are coming over. A lot of my friends had booked to come over to we play them at Parkhead the week after, so a lot of my friends from home have already booked for that, so I'll probably be looking for more tickets for that game than the final, funny enough. But I think there's plenty in Leicester. It's an awkward one because it's Celtic as well, so it's an awkward one. But no, there's just my family and a few friends coming over, so hopefully they'll have a good weekend.
I mean, the links to Celtic and the Rosses and even vice versa, I mean, it's huge, and I'm sure we all grew up with a side in England and always Glasgow Celtic, and it'll be no different for yourself. I mean, just how massive a prospect is this here for our proposition, because we know how strong Celtic have been over the last while, and even under Brendan Rodgers now, they're playing some fantastic stuff. It really is, from the outside looking in, the impossible task, but you just have to go there with a belief and a desire and a conviction that makes, you know, that can help maybe make cause an upset. But as we said, on paper, it looks like a huge battle.
Yeah, no, but we don't want to go there and make up the numbers. We want to go there and win a trophy. You know, that's one thing I've learned from playing in finals and big days like that. You want to win the game. It doesn't matter. You don't want to be a loser at Wembley or a loser at Hampden. So, no, Celtic, they've obviously been good, but, you know, we've beat Rangers at Hampden, we've beat Aberdeen, we've beat Aberdeen again on Saturday, just gone. Like, we go and play the game with no fear, and, you know, we're going to have a right go. We're not going to sit in and wait to get beat. We're going to have a right go. It might work, it might not, but we don't want to have any regrets after the game of what could have been. You know, we want to go there and give it a right go.
No, Carol, I appreciate that, and we wish you the best of luck here. The whole Donegal is behind you as well. Thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks very much.